You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If you have a serious work-related injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns! Nathan Zagura, Andrew Gribble with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Home Run Derby. Is that tonight? Takes place tonight?
It is tonight.
Tonight, Albert Pujols, Prince Fielder, Todd Frazier, Chris Bryant, Josh Donaldson, Anthony Rizzo, Jack Peterson, and Manny Machado. Machado taking the field for the Baltimore Orioles. Those are the all-stars. Eight guys. They put it into a bracket. New rules this year. They get 5 minutes. It's not about outs. They get 5 minutes to hit as many home runs as they can. They can get bonus time. If they hit two homers over 420 feet, they get a minute. One homer over 475, they get 30 seconds. So they can get up to 6.5 minutes to hit as many homers as they can one-on-one in a single elimination eight-person bracket.
See, the Home Run Derby, ever since 97 when they had it in Cleveland, it's always been one of my favorite things to watch.
I love it.
But it did need changed. I mean, because I would love watching the first round, and then it went on forever. And then by the time it got over, you could just tell these guys are exhausted and you get kind of bored with home runs at that point. So I'm glad they changed it, but I'm worried about this new format.
Doesn't it seem like they're going to get exhausted? 5 minutes is a lot of swings.
I feel like this is opening the door for injuries. Like, I feel like these guys are going to overexert themselves potentially, like getting the pitches thrown at them as fast as possible. And then because the home runs, you get rewarded for longer home runs in this Home Run Derby. You're going to be trying to hit it even harder than they could. And I just don't want – what happened to Josh Hamilton a few years ago after he just went nuts in the Home Run Derby and then just fell off a cliff hitting-wise after that. That's the thing I worry about. And if I'm the Los Angeles Angels, I'm just – this is a miserable few hours for me watching Albert Pujols in the Home Run Derby.
So you don't even want to see it. They did have a vote. They said Josh Hamilton's performance was the greatest ever in 2008 when he hit 28 homers in the first round, 13 consecutive homers in that one.
Yeah, I remember watching that. It was a spectacle. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then it didn't work out after that. I mean, I don't know.
McGuire had a great performance in Fenway Park, I remember.
It was one of those things where you wished it was over after that first round, though. I mean, I think one round is maybe it's my short attention span. Like, that's one round's enough for me with this. Yeah, give these guys and then go start doing other stuff with All-Star Weekend. I would be fine with that. It's almost like the three-point shooting contest for the All-Star game. I'm usually kind of tapped out after the first round, slam dunk contest as well. Usually these things tend to go on a little too long. You never want to be the guy that hangs out a little bit too long at a friend's house or at a party. So maybe my philosophy would be less is more with these
events. I agree, and I think it should always be cumulative. I don't know if they've changed that way, but for example, if you had 28 homers in the first round and then you only hit three in the second round, but you've hit 31 total and the other guy hits, you know, 10 to win his first round and hits like 7 to win the second round and he's had 17, the guy who's got 31 homers has been more impressive.
Yeah, but then you're in a situation where, say, Josh Hamilton hits 28 home runs in the first round, then it's just, he's done.
Should win.
It'd be over.
It should be done. It's exactly what he's doing. That's why it should be there.
You got airtime to fill. You got commercials to sell.
Listen, yeah. Somebody can make an epic. If he hit 28, why can't somebody else?
Well, I think they can, but it would just be.
So that's what you're seeing. Can somebody have an epic comeback? Can he choke? Will he get tight? Will he go 0 for 2 rounds in a row? Did he get them all out at once? I don't know. Though the Home Run Derby's tonight. I used to love the Home Run Derby. I don't know. If I watch it, maybe I'll watch it. Baseball is. For where I was as a baseball fan when I was 13 to 15 and where I am as a baseball fan now, it's almost like two different people.
See, I'm still big into baseball, but yeah, again, when it was 97 and the All-Star game was here, I remember keeping score of the All-Star game.
You're like the scorebook?
And by the way, picking one random game to score, it should not be the All-Star game because you run
too
out
many
of,
substitutions.
You run out of room. You run out of room on the scorecard for all the players, but you know, when that All-Star game was here in Cleveland, I hope we get it again sometime soon. I think it is a blast when it is in your city. And I think that's why Cincinnati's a great baseball town, and I'm sure it's just going to be awesome for people down there. But
when I first got season tickets to the A's, my family did. It was 87 so that we could go to the All-Star game. The All-Star game was in Oakland that year.
The fact that they've tried to make this mean something, I wasn't watching the game in 97 because it meant something. It didn't mean anything back in 97, but I was still into it. I think there's a bigger problem than trying to make this game mean something for playoffs. I just think is ridiculous because it's no one even remembers what happened in the All-Star game by the time the playoffs come around.
Yes.
And you find out who has the home field advantage.
Yes. That is, I think it's a little bit silly, but that's what they decide to do in Major League Baseball. We look at the Browns' schedules. We're going to continue to do that here on the show, going through an opponent every single week. And you know they have an opportunity to get out to that quick start. You get the Jets, then you get the Titans and the Raiders. And then in week four, you go on the road and take on Philip Rivers and the San Diego Superchargers. Now, we've got a game preview of that online from Kevin Jones, who's been doing these for all of the Browns' opponents. They've been great reads, and we will discuss the San Diego Chargers, what they've done this offseason, et cetera, to get themselves back in it. I think they think the AFC West is ripe. There's some chinks in the armor there with Peyton Manning and Philip Rivers. When you have a quarterback like him, you always have an opportunity to win. So I think they're going to certainly try to get it back together. A nice draft with Melvin Gordon, the running back out of Wisconsin, who everybody in this area is familiar with for what he did in the Big Ten. So we'll talk about them, the San Diego Chargers, when we come back, kicking off hour number two. Any Browns questions you've got, 216-578-0850. Now is the time to get them in. Call us up. Hit us up on Twitter at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, at Andrew_Gribble. More CBD on the way when we return here on ESPN 850 WKNR.